This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix. Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Lance from Graham is. Lance, are you there?
I'm here and I'm ready.
Ooh, you heard him, Steve. He is ready, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Lance will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What color is Grover?
Blue.
Yes. Which South Central state is home to the Bowling Hall of Fame?
Repeat, please.
Which South Central state is home to the Bowling Hall of Fame?
South Central, Texas?
Yes. What is both a type of bed and a layer of the rainforest?
Canopy.
Yes. In what decade was the Vietnam Veterans Memorial established?
80s.
Yes. What U.S. road sign is typically shaped as a triangle?
Yield.
Correct. Snap, Crackle, and Pop are the mascots for what cereal?
Rice Krispies.
Yes. What do the angles inside a square add up to?
360.
You know it. What band are brothers Robert and Dean DeLeo in together?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes. On what continent would you find the Balkan Peninsula?
That's Europe.
Yes, it is. In a deck of cards, the Devil's Bedpost is the nickname for the four of what suit?
Spades?
No.
Diamonds?
No.
Hearts?
No! Oh my gosh, no. So close! You got a score of 9 there, Lance.
All right. I think I'm feeling confident.
I am feeling very confident. And also, I'm not going to spoil it.
Spoil it.
I don't want to spoil it. We'll talk about it later.
Just say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Steve, are you ready?
Showtime.
What color is Grover?
Grover is blue.
He is. Which South Central state is home to the Bowling Hall of Fame?
South Central state. I don't know. Indiana.
No.
Illinois.
No.
Texas.
Yes. Wow. What is both a type of bed and a layer of the rainforest?
Tempur-Pedic?
No.
a type of bed. Queen?
No.
King?
No. In what decade was the Vietnam Veterans Memorial established?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
Yes. Which road 60s. Sign is typically shaped as a triangle?
Yield.
Yeah.
Great
Snap,
program record.
Crackle, and Pop are mascots
Rice Krispies.
For what? Yes. What do the angles inside a square add up to?
360?
Yeah. What band are brothers Robert and Dean DeLeo in together?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Know it.
Remember, I was in the band too.
Yeah,
for
you
a
were.
Yeah.
On what continent would you find the Balkan Peninsula?
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
No. In a deck of cards, the Devil's Bedpost is the nickname for the four of what suit?
Diamonds?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that is a loss. 9-7. Congratulations, Lance.
Me. Booyah.
You put way too much pressure on me.
I know, right?
It's your fault.
I was going to say, he answered the 9 that he got right. He got them all on the first guess.
Really?
And then he guessed all 3 of the suits, but not clubs.
Clubs.
Clubs. The Devil's Bedpost is the 4 of clubs. Also, he knew the Balkan Peninsula is Europe and type of bed and layer of the rainforest, canopy.
Oh, yeah, I would have never got that.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's really nothing more fun than gathering rockaholics together and performing our radio shows live for them. And that is what Live Night is all about, Steve.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's so much fun to hang out with the listeners, perform, like, the sound effects live, the jingles get done live, the music, of course. We attempt to do a radio show later on in the evening, and it's just chaos all around us, and it's a blast being around all the rock hogs while we do it.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th of February, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty. So we hope you'll join us, dress up in the theme, and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
As the first quarter of the 21st century nears its closing, Rolling Stone decided to put out a list of the 250 best songs we've had in the 21st century so far.
They do this mainly to get people to argue, go to their website, get a bunch of clicks. They are, like, I think, like the forefather of the clickbait,
yes,
rage bait world that we're in right now. I think it's all their fault, Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Angry comments, arguments, all of that, Rolling Stone's fault.
So that being said, I have the top five, and I want to see if you guys agree with any of these.
I'm just so curious if any of them are even rock songs. I'm guessing no.
Maybe.
Okay.
Quite possibly. How many do you think you'll agree with that deserve to be a top five song of the century?
One.
Zero. One. Danny, you think zero?
Zero.
Okay. Are you ready for number five?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is, they consider to be the number, what is it? So the number five greatest song of the 21st century. I think you'll like this one.
What is this?
All right. Number one. This actually is my number one of this year.
Of this year?
Yeah, I don't
this
know
came
why.
Out this year?
No, this came out back in 2012.
No, I know. That's the crazy part, is I just discovered it this year.
But in all fairness, this is Taylor's version, which maybe came out a little bit after that.
It's fair.
Wait, what is this song?
It's All Too Well.
All Too Well.
Some would argue that this is Taylor Swift's greatest song, and apparently Rolling Stone would agree with that. I think, unless she's writing a song about Travis Kelce's wiener, it's not a good song.
Wow.
Okay, I like that song. I wouldn't put it in my top five of this century.
Wow. I don't know. That one, I kind of agree with that one.
And
guys,
I'm worried that the rest of these songs are all Taylor Swift songs, too.
No, that's the only Taylor Swift song. This one, I have a feeling that we might all agree on, that it does deserve to at least be recognized as a great song of this century. Don't wanna
hear about it. Oh, yes.
Okay.
I don't know about top five, but he's definitely in the list somewhere.
I'd rather listen to this than Taylor Swift,
so
I'd put it ahead of that.
Okay, now you're just speaking blasphemy.
I would rather listen to this on repeat for the rest of my life than listen to Taylor Swift.
Oh, come on.
But they're from Detroit, so I don't want to listen to them right now.
We're fighting.
White Stripes, Seven Nation Army came in at number four. Okay, number three, I would say, is maybe a top three music video for me. But
is
I don't know.
Sexy?
There's a hot lady in it, probably. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. I'm feeling in my pride is the one.
Do you remember this video?
No.
It's Beyonce in, like, really short shorts, just, like, doing sexy things.
I can't with Beyonce, though.
No?
I was always a Destiny's Child girl.
Okay, I'm good.
Just watch it on mute, Steve.
That's Crazy in Love features Jay-Z as well. We didn't get to the part where he's in his sexy short shorts, but it does happen. All right, number two, I'm going to say yes, it deserves to be. I don't know if you guys are going to rock with this one. It is a rock band. I think some people will be like, Steve, your music taste sucks for this, but I've always loved this song. It's always hit me in a great way.
Yeah. I love this song.
Again, I don't know if number five or like in the top five, but it's a good song.
Whenever I hear this song, I'm like, gosh, man, I don't know what it would be like to be in a band where you write a song so great like this, but you can never follow it up. Like, yeah. And not because their other music sucks. It's just, How do you write a better song than this?
It's a great song. Karen O, is that her?
Yeah. I remember seeing them at the Showbox, and they were amazing live. So this is the number two song of the century, though. I thought that was kind of crazy.
That's a bold statement.
Do they have other songs?
No. All right, number one, another female-fronted artist.
Ooh, nice.
Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
I'm the hottest round. I told you
y'all can stop me now. Listen to me now. I love the song when this came out.
I'll give it a nod because of the music video. The music video is so trippy. It's so good.
I've never liked this song. Even when they use it in like 40-Year-Old Virgin, because that's how I knew the song.
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't know. It just never hit me the right way.
2001, Get Your Freak On, Missy Elliott is considered to be the greatest song of the 21st century so far. I do not agree with that. I don't hate the song. But I wouldn't put that one at number one. Some of the other ones that are in the top 10, I don't know, Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Oh, yeah. She's got the short blonde. Yeah. It's fine.
She almost started singing it. She almost started singing it.
She thought better of it.
Why am I saying it? You'd be like, oh, yeah, that one.
She's going to be like, these guys are going to crucify me if I try and sing that one. All Right by Kendrick Lamar. Then Radiohead in the top 10.
Which one?
Idiotech.
Oh.
Then Toxic from Britney Spears. And then Frank Ocean's Thinking About You.
What were the like specifications of this list?
Like, what would piss off rock fans?
It's so weird. Like, it's like Toxic by Britney Spears.
I'm looking at some, like, The Strokes were in the top 15. Oh. I mean, I'm trying to like find other rock artists that were even in there, and that's it.
Wow.
Everything else is rap or pop. Thankfully, though, I have to give a nice nod to Rolling Stone. I don't see any country songs in the top 20.
This is a victory.
We'll take the little victories.
The Daily Mix Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Got a text on the way home that was pretty shocking and heartbreaking. Our former landlady, her name was Joan. Her daughter texted me to let me know that she had passed away over the weekend. And Joan had recently been battling cancer, but she wasn't supposed
How old?
Like mid-70s maybe. Okay. But she was a former nurse. She was a nursing professor, just kind of a badass lady. And Brad and I rented the basement of her house for a couple of years where we learned about living on land because she had like 8-9 acres. She had horses, beautiful gardens. She let us keep chickens. And she was just the sweetest kind of old hippie lady. She would drink IPAs with me, smoke some doobies with Brad, played cribbage. She was
So she dipped into all of your interests.
She just became such a friend and honestly kind of almost like a life mentor, you know?
Yeah.
After living there, Brad and I just always knew that we wanted to have property. So now we live on about 5.25 acres. And at some point over the last couple of years, we wanted her to come down and like, you know, come see what we've built here. Like it's inspired by you. We didn't even have this on our radar. So she came down and brought some toys for Barrett that had belonged to her grandkids.
Okay.
One of which was, you know, do you guys know the Brio train sets, the like old wooden train sets?
Yeah.
They're like really dope and they're pretty hard to find, like the vintage ones. This was like a vintage one. So Barrett has for years been playing with this thing. It's his favorite in the whole world. And I sent her a picture of him recently playing with it. And we love this train set. So last night, Brad and I are talking about her again. And Barrett kind of says, what are you guys talking about? You said passed away. And I said, oh, well, do you remember mommy and daddy's really good friend, Joan? Sadly, she passed away. And he goes, well, at least I got that train set. And Brian and I are like, it was the laughter that we so desperately needed. And a type of, you know, kid humor that only a six-year-old can deliver.
Right. If Brad said that line, you'd be like, what is wrong with you? Like, I'm mourning the loss of someone that I care so much about. But when it comes to, I Tatum does that so often where I'm just like, yeah, I don't know what to say right there. Mainly with the like loss of pets.
I mean, for sure.
You know, I mean, she... we had to explain when my father passed away, but there was no, she was just like, oh, that's sad. Like there was no, she didn't crack any jokes. I wish she would have. It would have helped bring a little levity to such a tough time. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't realize that you lived with her.
Yes.
In her basement.
In her basement. So she converted her basement into...
So it had like a kitchen in there? Yeah. Did you have to, okay. I was wondering if like you had to go upstairs and be like, hey, are we having waffles today, Joan, or what?
We had our own laundry room, our own kitchen, the whole thing. But she lived right upstairs. And like we brought Kaiboy home to that house. I mean, it was a really special place. And I, you know, I think our
Did
place...
Did she put on concerts at her home? You said she inspired you.
She really did. But she was just a total badass. You know, she was really into like, you know, just the environment and just was a good person and just taught me so much about how I live my life now. And so I will forever, you know, be just so touched that she had that kind of an impact on my life.
Does she have kids?
She has three kids.
Do her kids know that? I mean, I'm not trying to be like silly, like I mean, like genuinely heartfelt. Like, I hope that they can hear this at some
absolutely.
Point because I think that's like the one saving grace when you lose somebody that's important is mm-hmm. that their spirit lives on. And I would imagine for them, like that's a cool thing to hear. That not you're not her child.
No,
so, like you know what I mean. Like so, the fact that you and Brad. Have been so inspired to live a certain way because mm-hmm. of her, and that's going to go on forever. And then maybe one day Barrett's going to live that kind of life as well, or maybe he'll go down his own road. I feel like
he's already doing that,
right? But you know what I mean? That to me is like the ultimate tribute to somebody is to like continue their spirit and
sure.
how you live your life. And I would imagine for their kids. For her kids, like they would be so happy to hear that.
I absolutely will be sharing all of this with them. And out of curiosity, Steve, outside of relatives, has there been someone in your life who has, you know, inspired some piece
yeah.
of the way you do things?
I feel like the old man. It's like I always jokingly think of that damn Blink 182. I guess this is growing up because I feel like the older I get, man, more and more people are passing away for whatever reasons, and it's like that's why I asked that question because I always feel like when someone important in my life has passed away, I'm thinking very heavily about like what made me love them and how can I continue. That mm-hmm. as a way of honoring them. Like, I think about Kevin Deers, our friend Kevin, you know, who was just like, he had no concept of time to the point where it infuriated me when we were hanging out, like, and doing we had to work together and do like our WrestleManias, and we had to be on a schedule. And that guy, I don't think he owned a clock. And if he did, he was rebelling against it because he was so in the moment with everything. Like, if he was talking to someone, he was talking to them. And it was never look at your watch, look at the time. And I try more and more to be more like that. Now I'm starting to annoy my wife. Like, we'll be at the fair and I'll just start talking to someone. She's like, you know, we have things to do. We can't wait for you to hear this person's life story. But like, I do that because of what that was Kevin. And I think about one of my other buddies who passed away recently, is another guy in the wrestling world, Mike Willis. He went by Dropkick Murphy, guy from up north in Canada. And I barely knew him, but I remember when I first stepped foot into a locker room there, and I knew some people, but you know, wrestling's weird. I don't know if you know this.
It is?
But behind the scenes, it's even weirder. Like, people are just very, like, ego-driven and catty. And, like, you see this guy, and you're like, oh, who's this guy? He welcomed me with open arms, didn't even know me. And it was like, the moment you walked in, he made you feel like you've been a part of this locker room for years. Oh. And I think that's something that I would like to continue to do, and I have tried. Like, not just in wrestling and anything. If someone's new coming into your world, and that's got to be daunting mm-hmm. for them, like, be that person that is going to make them feel somewhat comfortable.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, honor those legacies as best as you can.
Parrot.
Thank God for that train set.
Your son crushes me.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Outside of any relatives, who in your life has been a major source of inspiration for you? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about them. Bob from Tacoma, who has been a major source of inspiration in your life?
Good morning, everybody. When we moved here in the 60s from Montana, and I was in fourth grade, I was kind of a latchkey kid. Both my parents worked and everything. And there was a gentleman that lived across the street who was in charge of the fisheries department for the University of Washington. And he became kind of like a second father to me. He took me to dog shows and I learned all about the different breeds of dogs and everything. And we'd go out on seaweed sampling on Kamano Island or the ocean. And I got to go down to the lab for the fisheries department at the University of Washington all the time and hang out with him. And it was just, I learned so much from him. And it was such a cool experience as a kid to be able to go through that.
Bob, out of curiosity, all those dog shows, what's your favorite breed of dog?
Oh, I'm the lab guy, but I learned all about Basenjis and Whippets and, you know, African Ridgebacks.
Crazy. I learned about Whippets in college, too, but it was a different kind.
Thanks, Bob. That's old man awesome, Kenny, you're in Gig Harbor this morning. Who has been a major source of inspiration in your life outside of relatives?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, my in 1974, me and my best friend were 14, and his older brother was 21 and went to Seattle Coliseum to a lot of concerts. So he'd say, you know, I'm going to this show. If you want to go, go mow a lawn. We'd mow a lawn. He took us to Emerson, Lake and Palmer, yes, David Bowie, and a few more. It's 50 years ago, so that's the top three I can think of. But then I later in life, you know, like when you're standing in line behind somebody and they don't have no money and you pass it forward, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
Their gas or their drink. I did the same thing with music. I want to get the kids and people involved. I, nephews and all that, go mow a lawn. I was dating this girl for about 2 months. She had an 11-year-old. This is when I was 30. And he loved Nirvana. Teen Spirit just came out. So I took him to Seattle to the Nirvana show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just about getting people involved in something healthy and opening their eyes to other things out there. And that's what he did for me.
Plus, you get your lawn mowed. Save some money on landscaping. I mean, you can't go wrong. Do you have a certain band that you remember, like somebody that turned you on to that band? And like, you get instant, like, when I hear Guns N' Roses, I always think about my buddy Matthew Arbeit from junior high school. And he was singing Paradise City. I'm like, what are you singing this? And he's like, come over to my house. I'll play it for you.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
went over to his house and we listened to Appetite for Destruction on repeat for like hours.
I'll never forget my friend Aaron getting me into TLC and the album Crazy, Sexy, Cool, which is still one of the greatest albums of all time, just in case you were wondering.
Are we chasing waterfalls? Is that that one?
Totally chasing waterfalls. Okay.
What about you, Danny?
Oh, my friend Jess in sixth grade, he bought Offspring Americana. And I remember him just walking through the quad at our middle school playing Pretty Fly for a White Guy. And I was like, what is that?
Isn't that awesome?
And he's like, you got to listen to this.
Come over to my place. I'll play it for you.
Outside of any relatives, who has been a major source of inspiration in your life? 206-803-ROCK. Alexia from Tacoma, who's that person that's inspired you?
Good morning, guys, and shout out to any of my coworkers who are listening on their way to job sites. It was definitely my drama teacher, Miss Doyle. She's an amazing woman. I still keep up with her when I can, but I didn't come from a very good upbringing. And in high school, you know, grungy teenagers, we all hate everyone, and she kind of helped me regain my love for people, so now I just kind of try to be the best person I can be. And she inspired me to save up enough money. I moved out on my own by 20, and now I have my own apartment with my cats and, you know, a pretty decent job.
Does she know that she had that kind of impact on you?
Oh, yeah. I actually told her right after I graduated that I see her as a mother, and she said that you're my only daughter because she has two boys. So.
Oh, my gosh. Not crying over here. That's so awesome, Alexia.
Spoiler alert, she is crying right now. I do like this one text. My high school wrestling coach, I'm almost 40, and I still talk with him. I sent him a card for his last birthday and wrote a thank you message for always being someone I can look up to.
That's rad.
Are you crying still?
I'm still crying.
The Daily Mix Show.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.